It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. On November 18th, the Francis McCrae Gallery of Contemporary Art on the campus of Western New Mexico University in Silver City will present a retrospective exhibition by the late fine artist John Sturmer. Emily Guerra spoke with the exhibition's curator and artist Paula Geisler about Sturmer's contributions to the community.
Who was John Sturmer, and why is his art important to Silver City?
John Sturmer was a classically trained fine artist from New York, Upper State New York, who ended up in Silver City working for the mines. He had always painted. When he got here in 1959, he and his wife, Lucy, together began to think of ways to make the fine art energy in Grant County more of an economic driver for the region. He started the Members Region Arts Council, which is legendary in Grant County for the Blues Festival and lots of other things as well. He also was our arts commissioner for 10 years and directed lots of 1% for the arts monies down here. He taught classes. He had life drawing sessions. He did critiques. He was just really a force for good.
What is the significance of the Lines of Force retrospective exhibition? Why are you presenting this again?
The Sturmer Estate engaged my services to curate his show because I curated his show in 1995 and I've had other shows of his, and we painted together. So they wanted me to do it. It's been 30 years since John died. His last retrospective was in 1995. He died in 1990. It's to let the public see the work of a significant figurative abstractionist whose work is in many, many public and private collections. He was very prolific. The Francis McCrae Gallery of Contemporary Art on the campus of Western New Mexico University is the flagship exhibition space for all of Grant County, you know, southwestern New Mexico. We're honored that he's going to have this retrospective there coming up on November the 18th. The reception will last from 5:30 to 7:30 and will be in McCrae Gallery.
And that's going to go on through December the 9th. What does a retrospective mean?
A retrospective is a look back at the evolution of an artist's style as he progresses through his age. You know, John always painted people and places from earliest times. People and places were what were important to him. But as he got more training, as he got more experience, he got more exposure to the cultural influences of the Art Students League in Europe, Paris, and Barcelona, his art style evolved until finally in his last years, the times when he was working in Silver City from, I think that was 1970 to 1990 when he passed away, his style had crystallized into what he called lines of force that radiate out from individual paintings, the gestures in paintings or the movement. It's a way that he used to make his whole canvas come alive.
And where did he get his ideas for his art?
Everything John looked at was an excuse to paint. I think that his favorite motif was the female form, but figuration, people, when he got here to Grant County, he fell in love with cowboy culture. So he did cowboys and boots and windmills and bulls and rodeos and things like that. But he also painted the landscape. He painted the built environment, where not just where people live, but their barns, you know, even painted outhouses. So whatever he looked at, he saw the beauty in it.
Did he also teach at Western New Mexico University?
Yes, he did. He was an adjunct professor. He taught art up in Reserve. I can just imagine what those classes might have been like. But yes, and then he had private classes. He did workshops. He was probably the beginning of the printmaking energy here. He brought in people who would do workshops on how to make aquatints and etchings and things like that. And that was a long time ago. So, you know, that energy is still very much present today.
What local artists did he influence?
Well, he influenced me. He influenced Victoria York. He influenced all of the students who were in his classes had wonderful things to say about him. His style was unique. So I think it was more his psychological approach to art that influenced people, because his art, when you see a Sturmer, you know you're looking at a John Sturmer.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Paula Geisler at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next right here on listener-supported KRWG Public Media.